Part 1. Developer Career Fundamentals. For the first few years of my developer career, I didn't care too much about career-related stuff. I assumed that if I worked hard and delivered good work, the rewards would follow. At developer agencies, promotions were rare and career development was much more limited. But I didn't feel like I missed out on anything while my title and level stayed the same at the first few places I worked. It was when I moved to larger companies like JP Morgan and Microsoft that I noticed it's not always those who work hardest or deliver the highest quality work who are awarded the biggest bonuses and win prized promotions. When I became an engineering manager at Uber, I had a team of engineers who required regular performance feedback and support in their professional growth, such as getting promoted to the next level. This chapter summarizes observations of how different companies function and career advice I gave to engineers on my team. Something I wish I'd had a better understanding of much sooner is the different types of companies you can work at as a developer. From well-known big tech giants, through startups, all the way to more traditional businesses, consultancies, and academia. Crucially, it can get increasingly hard to transition between different categories of workplace, which may be an unwelcome surprise a decade into working in one segment. The other thing I missed out on was how to own your career. It was only when I became a manager that I realized what a difference it makes when a developer takes ownership of their career path, which also greatly helps their manager to advocate for them. Most engineers I met assumed their manager would take care of most things career-related, and that glowing performance reviews and promotions would materialize as if from thin air. Perhaps this may conceivably happen at some small companies and startups, but at larger tech companies, additional work is needed for career recognition. In most cases, it's not much additional work. It's just that many engineers don't know which additional activities to do. The observations, concepts, and approaches in this chapter are applicable to all seniority levels, from entry-level engineer all the way to staff and above.